Blog Talk Radio.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a delight from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my passing's clear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn you,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Makes it right.
Amen, amen, amen. And in just a few, in fact, in an hour and 50 minutes, we're going to be having a little talk with Jesus when we start our prayer meeting. I want to invite you all to our most important service of the week, the weekly Prayer First prayer meeting. We're studying a book, the autobiography of Finney, going to bless your soul. It's going to minister to your heart. Sister Linda Hart's going to be doing a half hour of instruction, our prayer institute, followed by an hour of congregational praying as different members of the Grace Church will be praying for different items, different needs, different petitions, different requests. So join us tonight. That was Tennessee Ernie Ford with the song Have a Little Talk with Jesus. Always does me well whenever I feel down, whenever I feel low, whenever I feel depressed, I just have a little talk with Jesus. Well, welcome to another Manna from Heaven. I know I'm just cranking them out one after another. But that's what I do, saints. That's what I do. I can't help myself. I just, listen, if someone says pastor likes to eat, that's true. That's true. I never skip a meal. I'm guilty as charged, but you know what? I eat well, but I also serve well. And by that I mean I'm feeding every day. At least I try to. So I can pack it in, but also I can dish it out. And that's what pastors have to do. That's what pastors, we have to feed the flock. And so I hope you can keep pace as I endeavor to do my job before the Lord. Well, we're talking today about the Holy Kiss. We're still on the Holy Kiss, week three on the Holy Kiss. And I know you're kind of saying, well, Pastor went down a rabbit hole. No, I didn't go down a rabbit hole. I know exactly what I was doing. We had to do it. We had to show you the difference. You know, there's a difference. There's a pagan religious kiss. That was the first week in which we dealt with these. There's all kinds of pagan kisses in a religious sense. And then last week we saw how you are to kiss Jesus in a religious sense. That's worship. And now today we're going to talk about kissing each other in the Lord, or giving each other the holy kiss, which has been discontinued. You know, we no longer do this in church, and there's reasons why, and we'll figure it out as we go along. But here today, let's talk about the difference in kisses. Two different Greek words, proskoneo, worship, and philema, kisses or kiss. Proskoneo, one Greek word, and philema, another Greek word. Now, you have two pictures. I want you to focus on the pictures. In picture one, you have a man bowing before Jesus. That's the leper in Matthew 8. He's bowing before Jesus. That is proskoneo. That is worship. The word proskoneo there, which is kiss, is not translated kiss. It's translated worship, but it should be translated kiss because it's a form of kissing. There, the leper, the sick man, the man who has a death sentence on his life, is bowing, kneeling before Jesus, and he is worshiping the Lord. Now, that's proskoneo. Again, can't emphasize it enough. You do this to no one but God. You proskoneo kissing can only be done to God. You cannot kiss, like remember I shared with you when my father used to have what he called devotions, and we would all sit around the table and we would do the rosary. And anytime my father pulled out the rosary and wanted to have devotions, afterwards, I would hear my mother asking him, "What did you do that you wanted to do the rosary today?" He must have been guilty of something that he wanted to recite the rosary. But there we were having devotions, and then he would have this wooden cross, this huge wooden cross hanging on the wall. It was a cast iron image of Jesus, and he would pull that down and have me and my siblings kiss it. And he would tell us, kiss Jesus. Come on, children, let's kiss Jesus. And he would kiss it, and then he would have all the kids kiss it, have my mama kiss it. They would even kiss the rosary. Well, that's idolatry. Why? Well, because you're not supposed to be kissing graven images. The Bible prohibits that of any kind, of any graven image of anything made in heaven. You're not supposed to. Prohibit it. God is spirit, and those that worship him, those that proskoneo him, must do it in spirit and in truth, the truth of scripture. Your worship must line up with scripture. You can't create your own form of worship and call it worship. No. Worship prescribed according to the Bible. That's worshiping God in spirit and in truth. So, when we practice proskoneo, which we should every Sunday, that's right, when we come to church on Sunday, we are to be practicing proskoneo, because we're kissing, we're worshiping our divine brother, Jesus Christ our Lord. That's right, Jesus is our brother, he's our older brother, but he's our divine brother. Remember, you and I are the children of God because of adoption. We're God's children because of adoption. God has adopted us into his family. The one true brother, the one true member of the Trinitarian family is Jesus Christ only. You have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But as far as our brethren, Jesus is our brother. He's called that in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5 through 14. The author of Hebrews makes the argument, and then again he does so in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 11 through 18. He makes the argument of Jesus being our older brother. Now, he is our brother, and we are to what? We are to worship him. Why? Because he is the God-man. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Now, when we get together in church and we greet one another with a hug, we no longer kiss each other. We don't do that anymore. That's been phased out. In our culture, in our American culture, we don't kiss men on the cheek on both sides, and we don't kiss women on the cheek on both sides. We don't do it. That's not part of our culture. It's not part of our religious culture. It's never been part of our religious culture here in America to kiss people in church on the cheek. Never. So what has substituted that? Well, we'll see what substitutes the kiss today in church as we come to the end of this study. But in the early church, people would kiss each other, and that's Philemon. Now, there's a picture there. There's two brothers there in Christ. There are two brothers there in Christ. And they haven't seen each other for a while, and there they are. They are hugging each other, and you can just see their the true passion, their true love in Christ. Now, notice, they're both upright. One is not bowing before the other. If that were the case, that would be idolatry. So notice, in proskuneo, one person bows before God, or a whole congregation bows before God, or before the Son of God. That's one form of religious kissing. That kind of kissing only belongs to the Lord. The Lord is the sole recipient of that kind of religious kissing. But then to my right, there you have another form of religious kissing, philema. You can see the word phileo, brotherly. Brotherly. What kind of love? Brotherly love. And so they're embracing each other. One is not on his knees, or one is not on his face. One is not on all fours while the other one is standing. No, they're on the same level. They're both upright. That is the kiss of brotherhood. So there's the difference. Now, in church, we do both. On Sunday, we are to do both. On the one hand, we come together to worship.